Hello everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is the Christ and Lesson 276.
I want to celebrate because Lesson 276 is one of my favorites.
Ooh, it is mine too.
Yeah, I love today's lesson. So we'll do What is the Christ first.
Okay.
What is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as God created him. He is the true self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind that is his source. He has not left his holy home, nor lost the innocence in which he was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God.
Christ is the link that keeps you one with God and guarantees the separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in him. Your mind is part of his and his of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive. For though in him his Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does he remain the self who, like his Father, knows no sin.
Home of the Holy Spirit and at home in God alone, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind. This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before his glory and reveal your holy self, the Christ, to you at last.
The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could remain to keep things separate? For what remains to see except Christ's face?
And how long will this holy face be seen, when it is but the symbol that the time for learning now is over, and the goal of the atonement has been reached at last? So, therefore, let us seek to find Christ's face and look on nothing else. As we behold his glory, will we know we have no need of learning or perception or of time or anything except the holy true self, the Christ whom God created as his Son. What is the Christ?
Lesson 276. The Word of God is given me to speak. What is the Word of God? My Son is pure and holy as myself. And thus did God become the Father of the Son he loves, for thus was he created. This the Word his Son did not create with him, because in this his Son was born. Let us accept his fatherhood, and all is given us. Deny we were created in his love, and we deny our true self, to be unsure of who we are, of who our Father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet, we need but to acknowledge him who gave his Word to us in our creation, to remember him, and so recall our true self, or as we've learned, the Christ.
Father, your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers, who are given me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. Lesson 276, The Word of God is given me to speak.
I love this lesson, particularly today, because it goes with what I have been thinking about since our last podcast.
Refresh my memory, because one day is a long time.
Okay, so we...
a lot has happened since
then. Isn't that funny how that is? So you had brought up like the Hitlers of the world, and we were talking about the people, how we see, oh, their light is dimly lit. Do they even have a light? On and on. And then I had said earlier in the episode, like, do we have the luxury of thinking this is tough? Now, I have been thinking about that since we pressed stop. And I have been
a long time.
Yeah, and I've been wondering, and I want to challenge, can I challenge us? And this lesson, I think, is the perfect opportunity to do so.
I'm up for a challenge. Although I don't know what you're going to say, but I'm up for a challenge.
Rather than looking for the worst examples of why this would be tough or hard or unbelievable, could we look for the best examples of why it's true?
So let's play that out. Like, let's give an example.
Okay.
So let's say someone that we can all agree is their light might be dimly lit. I do think I'm going to save that.
Well, I'm talking about how about we find the brightly lit lights,
right,
and put our attention on that.
But I need if I go here, why not go there? Like, so if I'm going down my path to negative town,
okay,
then how can I stop, make a turn and go the other way? Like, well, we were given this the other day. We need but tell our minds with certainty. The stillness of the peace of God is mine. But it's, if we're seeing the dimly lit part, how do we turn ourselves around to see the light? What I'm asking for is a practical way to do that.
Well, is there someone in the world you really look up to? Or someone in your life who, when you think about them, you just get warm fuzzies?
So instead of thinking about the people that we think their light is dimly lit, when we recognize and have that awareness, oh, I'm thinking about this person, and thinking about them makes me feel low, or mm-hmm. I can just tell my energy is shifting.
Right.
Then we switch our mind to someone that we really admire.
Yeah. Or fills us with love, or we see them, it's like, oh, when I'm around them, the world feels safe. Mm. Or if it's not something we know, not somebody we know personally, like maybe we read their book and it's just like, oh, that was, when I read this book, I have hope. Because the bar is pretty low at dimly lit lights.
It is.
That's like easy. Like, I don't even have to try to find that.
Right.
And that also brings us down if we keep on going back to the dimly lit. Because I was thinking about our lesson yesterday, God's healing voice protects all things today. Well, I need to look for reasons how that's the reality. Because these lessons aren't just true after you believe them. They're true already. So God's healing voice protects all things today is true right this moment. What is the word of God? My son is pure and holy as myself. With today's lesson, the word of God has given me to speak. Those are the reality at this moment. I may never have thought my son is pure and holy as myself, or I can make that personal. I am pure and holy as love. That's the reality, even if I've never thought of it before. Even if I say, well, is that true? But rather than looking for the reasons of why it is not or shouldn't be or couldn't be true, what if we all started looking for the examples and the reasons of how it actually does apply and it is real?
I'm up for the challenge. I am, because I've noticed that the place that I used to live without recognizing it way back then was that, you know, I could just talk myself into a hole.
And that's what I've been thinking about. How much do we talk ourselves in holes by bringing up the Hitlers of the world, by bringing up the dimly lit? That's just talking ourselves into the hole. Is that putting our mind and our mindset and our perspective where it needs to be in order to grow and to continue and to see the truth of who we are? Because if we just look at the dimly lit examples without ever saying, well, where's the non dimly lit lights? Where's the bright lights that light up the whole world? If we're not going there, then all of our attention is focused on just negativity.
And you know, that came up for me yesterday as I was going through the day, is I think there's also this tendency is when we do think of people and examples of the dimly lit lights, then we also can then really point fingers back at ourselves as like, well, so am I just dimly lit too?
Yeah.
And I see a lot of folks do that, and I've done that myself. You know, it's like, oh, well, then is this speaking about me as well? And then we don't recognize that my son is pure and holy as myself.
No, and we don't even care to look.
What do you mean by that?
When we've focused on the negative and the negative people and the people who've really been destructive in the world.
Or in our own lives.
Or even. In our own lives. I don't think our attention ever really naturally then shifts over to my son is pure and holy as myself. I think we have to make that conscious choice. That's why I thought I want to challenge us today.
I love this. Yeah. Yeah. Because yesterday I did say, well, you know, like we had talked about the dimly lit, and then I don't know if it happened to be the people that I was talking to or just the thoughts that I've had, but then I think then we are unable, if we concentrate on the dimly lit too much, then we're unable to really see that my son is pure and holy as myself. It's just like, again, I think it's impossible to see that.
Yeah.
When we're concentrating on that. Yeah. And back to paragraph 3. So, you know, when we start seeing that our lights are brightly lit, mm-hmm. is what you're trying to say,
yeah.
right? Is like to really see that Christ in ourselves and really see that in the people that have really been that loving force in our lives.
Yeah, this isn't like, okay, well, we just know there's people with dimly lit lights, so let's mm-hmm. not put all of our attention on that, you know, yeah. if we happen upon them, we'll deal with them then. Mm-hmm. But let's not make that part of our daily thinking or our consciousness as the norm, because mm-hmm. that's actually the problem of the ego thought system, is we've made the dimly lit the norm. Mm. And so let's make that conscious choice of, I want to focus on the bright light.
Right. Paragraph 3. Home of the Holy Spirit. Now, do you think of yourself, the Christ, as home of the Holy Spirit? That's what my son is pure and holy as myself would be, right? Is like
right.
really thinking of ourselves as home of the Holy Spirit, at home in God alone. Do I remain at peace within the heaven of my holy mind? Right? This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. This is the only part of me that is true, the part that is at home in the Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah. So if that's the only part that has reality and truth, why are we focused on the unreality?
Right.
I mean, and I'm talking to myself here too.
You're talking to all of us. Because,
this is like a pep talk for me as well.
Well, this is life in the ego thought system, is that's where we live.
Right. And I want to make this shift. It's like, you know how you said the other day, like, well, God, I ate Papa for 20 years yeah. and I knew it wasn't that great.
Right.
Well, and it's like, why am I doing this? Or I'm ready to make that change finally. And I guess I'm having my own popcorn moment right now.
Mm.
Or it's like, well, I know that's not the best for me. And now I want to make the decision for different.
Well, going back, I forget which day it was, whether it was yesterday or just a few days ago, where, you know, my thoughts are images I have made.
Mm-hmm.
Those images are changeable. You know, like, so when he says this is the only part that is really, that has reality and truth, the rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before his glory and reveal your holy true self, the Christ, to you at last. Like, it is based on what is this paragraph is saying, and these thoughts or images that I have made. It is completely possible to live in a state of love and turning everything over to the Holy Spirit all day, every day. Just like, you know, it starts out each day in lesson 271 in this section. Each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look at, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to what I want to be the truth for me. So we can either choose, the only way I'm going to make it through my day is if I have popcorn for breakfast, or I can choose that healthier, loving thought of I choose love.
Yeah. And being very intentional about that and not just letting our minds wander to wherever they are going to lead us. That's part of making a choice, because choices are active. You don't choose anything unless you, if it wasn't active, it wouldn't be a choice. You would just default to it and just do it.
I think thoughts can also be very habitual. So you do have to say, hey, is this what I really want to be thinking?
Yeah, at every moment, like lesson 271, each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to what I want to be the truth for me. Every moment we get that choice. And that's what just came up for me all day. It's like, what were we choosing? You know, it's good to look at, like, well, okay, there's, you know, bad people out there, whatever.
Well, I think it's good to have the conversation that we had, because otherwise it can just become pint, like, oh, these people are living on a different planet. Nothing must ever bad happen to them. And then we can kind of get into that, oh, everything is perfect sort of mindset, when yes, everything is perfect when we're understanding that my son is pure and holy as himself. But then, so we have to have conversations like we had yesterday, just because that is the reality of the ego thought system. And the conversation we're having today is what can happen when we choose again.
Right. And if we always just get stuck and stew and marinate in the muck and the mire of the ego thought system, it's important to recognize it, but getting stuck in it doesn't lead us out.
And that's where what stuck with me was when you said, do I still have the luxury to think that this is tough? This being the Course in Miracles,
right,
and choosing love.
I don't.
And the answer is no. We no longer have the luxury of thinking that choosing love is tough, because it is a mindset. And
the tougher we think it is, the tougher it will be.
And I'm not discounting people's struggles, but as 260 or 276 days into the Course in Miracles, we do have to get to this space where what has happened in this life, as in this identity that we have right now, that doesn't define who we truly are. My son is pure and holy as myself.
Well, it's finding the love in the struggle.
And it's also finding the love that the struggle cannot touch.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's the journey.
Because even today's lesson, what is the word of God? My son is pure and holy as myself. The struggle can't touch that.
Right, because if we just have this overarching umbrella that my son is pure and holy as myself, we can get to the place that no matter what has been done to us, or no matter what we have done, or no matter what is happening to us now, that doesn't define us as anything other than my son is pure and holy as myself. I am love. I am the Christ. And none of that can ever change. That's the only truth about us as a sonship. And then what we're our journey is to see it as the individual aspects of the sonship first, because all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, understanding who we truly are ourselves. Then we can see it as in the aggregate.
Yeah.
So that's our lesson for today. Lesson 276. The word of God is given me to speak. And what is the word of God? My son is pure and holy as myself. See you tomorrow.
See you then.